Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are getting more information about Travis Kelce's wedding. Variety, they have some of the people on the wedding guest list. In fact, Rob, you and I know multiple people that are going to this. I imagine Patrick Mahomes will be there. I mean, I haven't seen that he will be there, but I'd be very, very surprised if he was not there. I'd be surprised if he's actually not in the wedding. And our dear friend, Mitchell Schwartz, he was flying to New York today. I don't know why else he'd be flying to New York if it was not to attend the wedding.
I saw it on Instagram, and I put two and two together. I said, good for him.
For sure. I knew they're pretty close, but yeah, I didn't know if they were going to the wedding. I just didn't ask.
I mean, if the wedding
is... He just had a second kid, so salute to him.
If the wedding is what all the people are reporting it is, if you're not in the top 2,000, I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, I agree, 100%.
He's definitely top 2,000.
So these are some of the people who were invited to the wedding. Beyonce, Jay-Z, Selena Gomez, Sabrina Carpenter, Ed Sheeran, Ice Spice, is it the Haim sisters? The two women that she was sitting next to at the Knicks game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, I know who they are. I don't know who they are.
I saw that they were at the game. I don't know who they are. I imagine they're very famous people, but I don't know who they are.
I know them as their friends of Taylor Swift. They probably have something else they're going on with.
So they're like Maverick Carter?
They are. I'm Googling them.
Yeah, I know they're at the Knicks game.
A pop rock group from Los Angeles. Frequent collaborators with Taylor Swift.
Okay, I didn't know. I wasn't trying to hate on them. I had never heard these people before until they were at the Knicks game.
I don't know their songs, but okay.
Zoe Kravitz, Adam Aaron. He is the CEO of AMC. Remember, she had that big deal with AMC for the Eras Tour. Miranda Lambert. Kane Brown. I feel like you and Kane Brown would be besties. Remember you wanted me to ask Pat about Kane Brown that one time? You're like, ask him about him. I was like, okay, for you,
Kane Brown was at 1587, like the week before it opened. I was like, you got to ask about his relationship with Kane Brown.
Yeah, that's one of your favorite artists, for sure.
And instead you asked something like, hey, on third down, you threw a bad pass.
No, I did not. We got the audio of it. Don't play me like that. So Kane Brown, Little Big Town, Kelce Bellarini, Maren Morris, and Lucian Grange. Those are just some of the people that are invited. If it's 1,000 people, I'm sure it's way more famous people than that. But yes, those are just some of the famous people, according to Variety, that have been invited to Taylor Swift's wedding. That is tomorrow at Madison Square Garden.
That list that you read that they've acquired from Variety sounds like people that got the invite from Taylor Swift's side. Like, was there someone on that list you're like, oh, Travis invited them?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Maybe Kane Brown.
Yeah, Kane Brown.
Maybe.
That's the one.
Yeah, a possibility. But yeah, I mean, these are all mostly music people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's, like, eventually we'll see athletes that were invited to this. And like, oh, yeah, of course, like, Cam Newton was there. You know what I mean? I'm sure it'll be those. Marshawn Lynch was at this thing. Like, I'm sure we'll start to get more of those names that pop up as well. But yes, these are some of the people that were invited to the wedding. One person I did not name, Rob, I'm very curious to see how you and your wife handle this. Harry Styles was invited to this. Now, I did not know this. I had to Google this. They dated from November 12th to January of 2013. Doesn't really seem like dating to me.
That's like 2 months. And, I mean, again, I don't know her life.
That's dating? I can use the term that I would normally use, but if you were just with somebody from November of the year and you guys broke up in January, I don't know if I would consider you dated that person.
No.
I'm sure it was a fun 7-8 weeks. I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was great.
That's a fling. I feel like the term is fling.
I'm seeing here people dub this as a whirlwind romance is what they called it. Okay. All right. Not the term I would use, but okay. Hey, I get it. Doesn't matter now. They both have moved on with their life. This is my question. How did you and your wife handle exes?
They weren't invited.
I mean, she's inviting her ex.
Now, I would say I can't speak for Harry Styles and her relationship. none of our exes and us ended on super amicable, hey, we're still tight type of terms. So, like, it was a situation where it's like, hey, remember that toxic ex you had in college? Ring him up. Let's bring him in. I think Harry Styles might be a little bit different category.
Okay, I'm just asking. I mean, I'm sitting here reading it on Variety, and Variety is saying that some of the Taylor Swift songs he inspired.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
So you would think, I mean, I've heard enough of these Taylor Swift songs.
It depends on which songs, though. Like, Love Story could be one where it's like, that's not a bad breakup.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. It's some song called Out of the Woods.
Never heard of it.
I'm just going to guess if it's a song called Out of the Woods and it's about somebody that you only dated for 9 weeks, I'm going to assume it didn't go that great. It's not called Into the Woods. It's Out of the Woods. You're now free from this person. I'm just going to assume that things didn't go so hot. But you know what? Let bygones be bygones. Maybe they patch things up here. Hey, time has passed. You've had great success in your career. I'm having great success in my career. It was a fun, short little fling that happened. We're both adults now. But yeah, Harry Styles got invited to this thing. He will not be able to attend because he is currently on tour.
Let me ask you this. How many of the Kelce teammates do you think are invited? Because he's not bringing all 52 teammates. No, that's just not happening. Like, Which people made the cut?
I'd rather current teammates. I'd rather play this game for current teammates.
Yeah. I'm not talking about all time. I'm not gonna sit there and be like, do you think Jody Fortson made it? But like all time, like current roster, how many do you think made it? Because I think the number is like 15 of the 53.
That's a great. Who's the most controversial person you think was left off the list?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because, like, there's no chance Rashee Rice is at this thing. He might not even be able to go. He might have to stay in the state of Texas until it's time to go to work.
That's not controversial. He can't go.
You think Xavier Worthy's there?
Isn't his significant other and Travis and Taylor Swift, like, friends or something? There was something. I thought there was some connection there. I think Xavier Worthy made it. Mecole Hardman, I bet, made it. I would be surprised if
Mecole Hardman is not at the wedding.
Did anyone from the running back room make it?
The new running back room or the old running back room?
The current running back room. Anyone make it?
Probably not, no. I could see Kareem Hunt being there, though.
I could see Kareem Hunt being there.
Or Pacheco. I could see both of them being invited to the wedding, for sure.
I don't think Tyquan Thornton made it.
I don't know if he's talked to Kenneth Walker yet. They might not even talk to each other yet. They haven't even worked together
yet. I'm trying to think who a controversial no would be. Do you think Nick Bolton got an invite? Other side of the field, yeah. Been teammates for a while?
I think so. Yeah.
I think Noah Gray's a yes. I think
Noah Gray's absolutely.
I think the tight end room's all a yes.
Yeah, because you got to think, like, any of the players' wives that we've seen take pictures with Taylor, we've seen her take pictures with everybody, but we've seen her take pictures with Mecole Hardman's wife. We've seen him take pictures with Noah Gray's wife. Mm-hmm. Yes, they absolutely were invited.
By the way, not to change the subject, but Richard Deitch, media athletic person, has the.
This obviously can't be that important because you didn't hit the button for it.
You want to hear the preliminary ratings numbers for the match last night in the World Cup?
Ooh, let me play the guess.
I have the average and I have the peak. You can guess both.
19.8, 21.8 the peak.
Fox preliminary numbers, according to Richard Deitch, an average of 24.4 million viewers, peaking at 31.8.
It's a huge number.
And the 31.8 came from 8:45 to 9 Central Time, which would have been toward the end of the match.
That's a really, really big number. I got to compare that to an NFL game. That's a really, really big number.
Basically, 25 million people watched the match.
Yeah, no, that's a tremendous huge number. Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, you would have to assume on Monday night at 7, they do noticeably better than that. Now that we're having the Spain conversation, if they end up playing Spain, and that would be on Saturday?
Friday the 10th.
Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they end up playing Spain, and that's the game that we get, oh boy. they're going to do a pretty crazy number if that's what we end up getting. Wow, that's a very, very good number. Save that, and let's look it up, what that comparison to an NFL game. I'd be very curious to do this. And if we find anything else about Taylor Swift's wedding, we will certainly pass on the information. Variety, they're all over it.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.